Unit 12. Presentation and Practice 2. Exercise 3. Listen to six people talking about cultural misunderstandings and match each speaker 1 to 6 to one of the pictures A to F below. 1.
I was recently invited to a wedding in Italy and thought I'd wear my new purple dress. Unfortunately, I soon regretted my decision. I wish someone had told me that purple was considered unlucky. Everyone stared at me. I was so uncomfortable. I wish I could have disappeared.
2.
A friend visiting us in London was invited to a prestigious club for lunch. But when he arrived, he wasn't allowed in because he wasn't wearing a tie. He was so embarrassed and furious with us. He said if only we had told him, he could have bought a tie in the morning.
3.
I was staying with a friend in France when we were invited to her parents' house for a meal. I decided to take a bunch of flowers, so I bought a beautiful bouquet of chrysanthemums. I wish I hadn't. When I arrived, everyone looked surprised and then started laughing. My friend explained that these flowers are associated with cemeteries and the French don't like having them in their houses. She teased me about it for days.
4.
I wish I were more polite. The last time I visited London, I noticed that the English are incredibly polite, maybe too polite. I stepped on someone's foot in a bus by mistake, and she apologized to me. She kept saying how truly sorry she was. I felt embarrassed and thought, oh, these English people, if only they would stop saying sorry.
5.
I was in Japan recently attending a course. At first, I found contact with the Japanese colleagues very difficult. I wish someone had told me that the Japanese bow when they greet each other. I kept trying to shake hands or even give a kiss on the cheek. Some of them were very shocked and I had to apologize.
6.
I wish I had known that it is considered rude in Germany to talk to people with your hands in your pockets. When I was there, I couldn't understand why so many people seemed angry or annoyed with me. I have this habit of keeping my hands in my pockets when I'm talking to people. And I never thought it might be offensive. I thought they were angry because I was boasting about how clever I was.